This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Beautiful day.
Store for all of us that pay attention and have a clue. I'm Doug. I pay attention and I have a clue. She's Victoria. She pays attention. She has a clue. Kara pays attention. She has a clue. So they know, we know, everybody knows it's game on time, the 29th of August. And then there's the beginning of the NCAA season. The NFL season begins next week. So what are people really focused on? Nah, not the game. What are we going to have at the tailgate party? Is it going to be chicken? Hot dogs? What's in your backpack? Yum. It looks to me like yogurt is big. No, maybe not. But what would you take to a new tailgate? New York City is where Victoria is. So what about tailgate parties there? You and Lewis do tailgating? Other than driving your car, your new car, too close to the guy in front of you. The tailgate parties, is that not a big thing for you?
There's really no space. I mean, at Giant Stadium, which is technically in New Jersey, people do tailgate. But I haven't done that in so long. And now that even when we go to hockey games, the Rangers play at Madison Square Garden, so there's no tailgating there because you're just in the middle of a city block. And then the Islanders now are at the Barclays Center, so they don't really have tailgating either. There's no parking lot.
How about you, Kara? Any tailgating going on with you?
I haven't for the last few years. That was mostly because I was working on Saturdays. So some of my friends get together just to hang out. I'm not a fan of football. So if I go, it's really just to eat like a burger and maybe drink a beer. I don't go to the games. We've got a big college around here, University of Maryland, that people tailgate at. It's definitely a lot easier because, there's so much open space, which you kind of need because everybody has their big trucks with the tailgates down and, grills and everything. I know. Amazing.
All right. Okay. The big news this weekend took place around the country at beaches everywhere. Women around the country took off their tops. It was Go Topless Day yesterday to promote gender equality and women's rights. The right to bear arms and the right to bear their chests. Go Topless Day, celebrated annually on the Sunday closest to Women's Equality Day, which I believe is September 1st. Am I right about that? Anybody's following that?
It happened last week, I thought, was Women's Equality Day.
Was last week, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I think it was Thursday.
Sunday, the closest Sunday to Women's Equality Day was... it makes sense, right? Closest, it wouldn't have been the week. Yeah, got it. All right, I'm doing my math correctly. So there were women and men who were topless, wow, on Venice Beach, behind an inflatable pink breast that had the phrase "equal topless rights" written on it. One marcher carried a sign that said, "My body is not a crime." I think that's true. Unless you're connected to Anthony Weiner, and then perhaps there's something else that goes on. So all these people are going topless down Broadway in New York yesterday. Did you see that?
I did not. I was down at the shore. I was on the beach in New Jersey, but there was
topless. Were there topless women
action
down there?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. What in the world? So there were other cities across the country and across the globe that celebrated Women Go Topless Day. I don't know that I paid much attention to it. This is...
If you were out and about, you would.
I probably was. The only thing I saw topless were my cows out in the field. They had no bras, nothing on. They were topless all day, all weekend. They've been topless all year, in fact. The legality of women going topless varies by state, so they made sure that they chose their locations... Because, there are people who just don't kind of like appreciate a good breast, apparently. And so there were people in certain southern states. Well, they back off. They just don't have. They know where they're going to get. They don't want. They're not there to get into trouble. They just want to have people recognize women for their womanhood. I think there's a certain, although it sounds very male of me to say this, if men can go topless, then why can't women?
It is very weird.
It is. Yeah. Why? What is the deal?
I don't know.
It is. We have a strange, you make the choice. You can like it or not. There's nothing worse than going to a nude beach. Trust me on this. If you've never been to a nude beach, there you go, Nick. To a nude beach, it is gross.
So, well, only because the people that you would prefer to see nude are never there.
Right, exactly. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. I think people just have a tendency to sexualize not just women's bodies, but women's breasts. I mean, obviously you've seen all of the issues with women breastfeeding and how people think it's, you know, disgusting or put that away. I don't want my kid to see that. And I'm like, well, that's literally the purpose of that part of your body.
Right.
And yet
right.
People don't want you to take them out for that purpose.
Right.
But they don't seem to do that.
Strange.
Too.
Isn't it strange? It
is, yeah.
But it's strange. Is it legal in Venice? In Venice Beach? Or
it may or may not be legal. It's not. They got to pay a lot of attention to it. Venice Beach. Come on. Venice Beach is Venice Beach. It'd be like going down to Coney Island. What's legal on Coney Island? Speaking of New York, corrections officers at Rikers Island fudging reports to create the impression of a less violent facility. Top officers allegedly pressured staffers to downgrade violent incidents when an inmate was allegedly beaten by four others, for example. Rikers staff reported that he had hit his head on a bedpost. But, in fact, he was beaten up by four others.
I hate it when four people throw me into a bedpost.
Bedpost, right.
Jeez.
The Daily News found 9 incidents of these downgrades, but believed them to represent a fraction of the actual incidents. So, the stats at Rikers Island. Did you know about that, your New Yorker?
I did not. I mean, I don't
I'm
really
telling
keep
you something
up
you didn't
with
know
the,
about New York. Wow.
Yeah, I don't really keep up with prison news unless I hear it from you.
Really?
Luckily, Rikers is a place I've never had to visit.
Yeah.
I heard it's not that fun.
No, it's glorified though on all the Law and Order shows. Everybody's always in Rikers, right? Mm-hmm. Send them down to Rikers. But then there's the story from Chicago this past weekend, where two guys who'd been the Slammer brothers, been in the Slammer for how many years? Kara, I think they'd been behind bars for a long time. Just really bad.
Yeah, or at least in and out for minor crimes.
Mm-hmm. So they get out, and 2 weeks after they get out, they shoot a guy because they didn't like the way he looked at them when he drove by them.
Well, that's the thing, is they didn't even shoot the guy. They were looking for the guy who looked at him weird. Instead, they shot a woman who was walking her baby.
But they were aiming for the other guy.
Yes.
She was not the intended victim.
Yeah, they all seem to have bad aim.
Yeah. Well, they don't aim at all. They just shoot because...
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, they don't really care who they're hitting.
Speaking of shooting, the number of gun owners in recent years, more homes reporting having a weapon inside. This is a survey released over the weekend by the Pew Research folks. Poll on guns, 44% of the country has a gun in its house. 44%. Does that include anybody here? Doesn't include me. Victoria, you got a gun?
No, definitely not.
Carrie, you got a gun in the house?
No, I do not.
All right, we miss Jennifer because if she were here, she'd have enough guns probably for all of us.
That's not true. Doesn't she just have one?
I think she just has one, yeah.
She's not Rambo.
She has like an arsenal.
Yeah.
Anyway... there's a lot of stuff that I'm just pinpointing some of the things that you won't hear conversationally anyplace else, I'm going to guess. Right? Everybody else today is going to talk about the gunman, who didn't exist at LAX, but what a mess LAX was last night. Oof. Wow. And then they'll talk about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, but there's nothing there. The story is whether Gary Johnson gets onto the dais so he can be heard and seen. during the first, well, all of them. I think there were, what, three debates scheduled? Or did Trump say, I only want to do one? There's one in Hofstra at the end of the month.
Yeah. I didn't think he had committed to any of them. The last I'd heard, he had said he would, but there were conditions and certain people as moderators, and that's sort of where...
Really?
That's where I left off.
That's
yeah.
where it was. Okay.
That's but I don't know if that's the most recent.
Well, yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't understand how... I mean, I guess you could just not show up, right?
Yeah. Well, he could be...
It's not mandatory, is it?
Side. Well, there's nothing mandatory about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
If he runs for the president and wins, he could just say, sorry, I don't want to.
Right.
Right? I think that would be interesting just to stimulate how we would fix a problem like that, because it never happened before, right? Wouldn't that be stimulating?
I'm fine. Well, then he'd have to just give it to his vice president, right?
Not necessarily. No. I don't see that that would be... No.
Uh-uh. So there's no precedent, right?
No. No precedent at all.
Huh.
There's a president where a lot of bad...
Wasn't there one who died... Oh, no. There was one who died...
Harrison died in the bathtub.
But I thought there was another one who died... He gave a really long inauguration speech in bad weather, and he died
Harrison,
right after
that. Wasn't
that really?
Henry Harrison? Yeah. He got cold and...
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think that was him. At any
but he's already sworn in, so then it goes to the vice president, I guess.
Right. I can't imagine Mike Pence as president. Oof, what a horror show. It's 18 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
I'd say we can make heads or tails of the awards last night at the MTV Video Music Show. Let's see, Beyonce dominated, it looks like, a 15-minute medley from her Lemonade album. She took home 8 awards, 8 statuettes. Top prize was for Video of the Year. Women did pretty well last night, looks like, ladies. Britney Spears was on the stage for the first time in 10 years. Rihanna performed 4 times to mark her Lifetime Achievement Award. Beyonce, however, bringing down the house at Madison Square Garden. There were 5 of the tracks from Lemonade about betrayal, revenge, female empowerment. The routine was...
They don't love you like I love you.
Well, it was obviously well received by the audience. Lots of ovations. Organizers announced 3 hours before the show began that Beyonce would perform. She arrived on the red carpet with the mothers of 3 black men who have died at the hands of police. Wow, there's a statement for you, huh?
Yeah.
As if we're talking about politically charged. So, and that's the formation, apparently, is very political. How much of that have you heard, ladies?
I have the album, and the album is great, and each song is completely different, but Formation is about the post-Katrina New Orleans police, which were so corrupt and so... But people took that as it was her statement against all police, and it really wasn't, but it got turned into something bigger than initially intended.
So she beat out Adele's single, Hello. But Adele, we were talking about this off the air, Adele's not the type that is going to do a great video. She just isn't. Her songs speak for themselves. She performs them wonderfully.
Right.
But she's not showbiz, really.
Yeah. I like Adele's videos. I think artistically they're always great. Yeah. But they're just not as complicated as Beyonce's videos.
She's not a choreographer.
Right.
No dancing and singing and...
No, her videos really are more storytelling type videos.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with actors and characters and things.
I think appropriately she said she didn't want to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl, because I didn't think she could get up there and do a concert. But is that what they want at the NFL? Is that what they want for a halftime show. Normally they want a lot of high energy stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not what she's all about. And so
one of the things that I think is the most surprising about last night, the VMAs, Beyonce for Formation won Video of the Year and beat Kanye West's Famous, which is the video that has all the naked statues or the naked wax figures of celebrities.
Yeah.
That, I thought, would be a shoe-in for Video of the Year because it was so controversial and so buzzed about. But it's interesting. Beyonce still beat him.
She won Best Female Video and prizes for choreography, editing, long-form video. Let's see here. She was described by one writer as angry and bold. I find that interesting. Why would you think someone would describe her as angry and bold, Beyonce?
From last night's performance or just in general?
I think of last night's performance. So I'm reading it. Describing Britney Spears and what she was dressed in, and, you know, the comparison of various singers who were there, Beyonce, Rihanna, and Britney Spears, and how they were dressed and how they performed. Rihanna sang 13 of her hits from her 13-year career, Rude Girl, Diamonds, Only Girl in the World. She got the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award by the rapper Drake.
Who I guess they're the number one trending thing on Twitter right now because they've been rumored to be, yeah, they've been on and off for a while, I think, but I think he pretty much is just completely in love with her. Yeah.
Fifth Harmony, the five-girl group, won TV talent show X Factor, to call him a couple of awards. And then Kanye didn't try to hijack the awards, though, like he usually does, I guess. Wasn't something good in that. 28 past the hour.
Your mind is great the way it is. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is one of the most powerful exercises in the world that you can do for your brain. In fact, regular meditation has been demonstrated to have some pretty wonderful effects on health. Oftentimes, when people begin meditating, however, they do so with the belief that they have to quiet their minds. So they become very frustrated when they can't stop thinking during meditation. But, as a great Zen master once said, what's wrong with thinking? Look, it'd be amazing to be in a place of such peace that you have an absence of thoughts. And working toward that goal is great. But in the meantime, instead of judging or beating yourself up for having thoughts, just embrace them. Effective meditation, after all, works just as well when you're observing your thoughts as it does when your mind is completely quiet. For more on meditation and peace, visit drchristianconti.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Report on the day, the events of the day, things that are going on. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The ideas, the things that people are talking about that are good. Texas Library got into it's rather strange, but yet sort of wonder-filled story about the prosthesis business. Not exactly what would be on the top of your mind today, but here's this library that made an artificial hand for a 5-year-old girl on their 3D printer. Caitlin Vincic comes from Victoria, Texas. No relation to Victoria Keelan. Born with a left hand that was not formed. She would ask in her nightly prayers, "When are the doctors, Mommy, going to fix my hand?" There had been attempts to get a prosthesis for Caitlin. She had some kind of a cosmetic hand, but it wasn't attractive and it was kind of heavy, I can imagine. I mean, I don't know. I said I can imagine. I don't know how you can imagine. If you've not been there and done that, I don't know how you would imagine this, frankly.
Yeah.
So she waited for another artificial hand for over a year. Her parents began to search for a better way, a more viable solution. The mother's name is Kimberly. The daughter's name is Caitlin. She said, I've looked every possible place, every website. I printed out stuff on each place. I contacted people where I could. I'm determined. And the determination paid off when the parents found out that the firemen, the branch of the library in their town had a 3D printing lab. So they drove 3 hours to this place, Clear Lake City in Texas. They drove 3 hours to see if making the prosthesis was a possibility. The library said they'd never printed an artificial limb before. The librarian found with the lab trainer, Patrick Farrell, a small group of volunteers who were trying to help this family. Again, use your imagination now, because this is something new. This is new territory. This is something that's we've just begun in the last, what, year and a half, 2 years to understand what a 3D printer can do. And it's hard for us to think you could go in the old version of a printer. I got a printer next to me here at my desk in the studio. I print a lot of stuff out, but I can't imagine it being a 3D printer that I could actually make a hand or an arm on or anything. Jay Leno says he uses his 3D printer to make parts for his car or his cars that he has in that in his Burbank warehouse. So anyway, about a month or so ago, they started the project. A team of volunteers presented her, after working on it, a prosthesis in her favorite colors, pink and purple. So she can control this artificial arm by bending her arm. She can now do things like hold a cell phone, ride a bike. Wow.
This is amazing. It's incredible.
It really is. And who would have thought at a library,
yeah,
they could do something like this? Isn't that swell?
3D printers are really incredible, and we may see that they'll go down as one of the biggest inventions of the century.
Isn't that amazing?
It's such a game changer. The like all things with a lot of power, there's a negative side to it. People make guns out of 3D printers that are illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff. Counterfeit fashion stuff too, which is really bizarre. People make counterfeit Chanel bags and Birkin bags and things like that that are really putting a lot of designers up against the wall, you know, with their finances.
Right.
But then there's great stories like this. So it's an interesting dichotomy
cool.
there.
Yeah. Speaking of this sort of thing, the Paralympics is about people who have prosthesis, right? They're people that don't have arms or legs, that kind of stuff.
Or just people in wheelchairs or anyone who's disabled.
Yeah. All right. So here's Vogue taking some heat after they photoshopped physical disabilities onto models for a promotion instead of using the actual amputees. This has offended a lot of people. I wonder why. They posted this stuff on Instagram. Models who had their arms erased or they had legs replaced. The people wondering what they're thinking. This is one of those things. Is this the news media making a big deal out of nothing? Nah, I think it's pretty disrespectful, actually. I mean, I don't make a big deal out of it, but it's interesting to see how they Photoshop some of this stuff.
But the strangest part about this whole story here's the weirdest part. There's a male and a female model, and they were both chosen because they resemble the actual Brazilian Paralympians, Bruna Alexander and Renato Leite. They were both in the studio at the photo shoot. They could have literally just used the real athletes. That's what is the most offensive out of all of this. It's like, really? What, they weren't good-looking enough for Vogue? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, but it just shows you the value, how people's value system varies.
Right.
That's all. It's just a value. It's a value system thing. We're talking about the situation in Los Angeles with the shutting down of LAX last night. Here's something else that could have been a horror show. A woman who said she was selling crickets and worms on the subway in New York.
Ugh. the story is so bad.
Oh, no.
Became frazzled by teenagers, and so she let the crickets and worms loose on the subway. And then she couldn't know. She was so scared that she urinated on herself.
Oh, God.
According to the social media post, riders on the subway locked in close quarters with the bugs for a half an hour during rush hour.
Yeah, someone pulled the brake, and so the train stopped.
Stopped in the middle of the Manhattan Bridge. So where are you going to go from there?
What woman line, identified. What subway line was
I think
it, does it say?
D, is the D line thing?
D line?
Yes. The D.
Yeah, it was
thing.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to be avoiding the D forever.
Wait. So the teenagers pushed her. She was offering to sell people on the subway creepy crawly creatures, worms, crickets. What is it? What is
the
this?
Sub- I mean,
oh, Zeta
the
Pew is her name. Yeah, go ahead.
The subways are just beyond creepy now. Like,
I know.
In general. I mean, the subways in New York are just, they're on another level.
Yeah, yeah. So, but this is how people get around in New York.
I
this
know.
Is the mainstay of getting around, right?
Yes, it is.
She posted a video online.
A lot more people are taking buses lately, though.
Well, that's because at least you're above the ground here.
Yeah.
This sort of reminds me of that movie, Snakes on the Plane.
Right.
Right? You want to talk
yes.
about hysteria.
Yep.
How are you going to... You're not going to get hurt by worms. You're not going to get hurt by crickets.
Well, that was the funniest part of the story, is that everyone who was there and tweeting about it afterwards said that, like, there was hysteria. There was chaos. People reacted to this as if there was, like, a guy with a gun or a terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, they, like, sprinted
everybody is
to the
afraid
edge
of everything.
The train. I don't know if they're afraid, but probably just grossed out.
Yeah. It was a D train connecting the Bronx with Brooklyn. You gotta go through Manhattan on your way. So it began. Police officers met the train at the next station after it sat out on the bridge. They took the woman in for psychiatric observation. Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Crickets and worms.
Bellevue's been very busy lately.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about Rikers. Bellevue has really got a population problem.
All right, let's see if we can fix our own problems. We can't fix those problems. We can fix our problems. How's your circulation? Did you start the week looking for a great-tasting daily source of dietary nitrates? Maybe you don't even know what dietary nitrates are. If you don't, you've come to the right place, because what they do is make sure that your circulation works to the nth degree. Poor circulation is the end of the line for you. If you got stagnant blood flow, you're in trouble, because you'll have low energy, achy joints, muscle cramps, varicose veins, fuzzy thinking. You'll have all kinds of dysfunctions and digestive problems. You'll have cold hands and feet. Your immune system won't work right. You're just going to be a mess. Unless you're on Super Beats. Yes, Super Beets, with the dietary nitrates that come from the non-GMO natural beets that are cooked up by Super Beets. They then dry them and powder them, grind them up, make a dust out of them, put them in a canister, and you're the next person to use these nitrates. Some of the nitrates convert to nitrites. They convert to nitric oxide, which opens up the arteries and gets the blood all over your system. What a great, great, great idea. One serving of Super Beets equals three whole beets and a half a bottle of beet juice. Put in a 4-ounce glass of water, you'll have energy all day long. And it'll get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. So this is something to supply yourself with all day energy. Supporting your healthy system. You got good blood pressure? This keeps it going, man. This is great stuff. So if you've never ordered Super Beets before, and I've just convinced you to try it, call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beets. 800-655-4183. They'll tell you other stories about other things they have, like Neo40, the capsule that you can put in your mouth, and it quickly dissolves and immediately is absorbed into your system to give you that early in the morning sort of jolt that you need to be your best, to feel your best, to start the day the best way. I use it in my smoothies, as a matter of fact. You can use it in water, whatever way you want. For the first order, 800-655-4183. You'll get a 30-day supply extra on top of what you order with the first order. You get an extra month free. That's a good deal. And this stuff is guaranteed or your money back. Kara's using it. Victoria's using it. I'm using it. You need to use it. It's Super Beats. 800-655-4183 that you're asking for. Or you can order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil. Thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, so we're just looking in the paper. We're looking at what's trending, actually. Thank you for your thoughts. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. A lot of likes for the new website, DJV, which is Doug, Jen, and Victoria. You'll look at it and see some different things, distinct things, fun things. There will not be a picture, however. Anthony Weiner will not appear naked with his baby, as that is one of the trending things. Isn't it? The trending pictures, or I know, there's one picture of him with his baby. To be fair, this is a year old, this picture is a year old, and whoever got him, how do you even get started with this stuff? Where does this stuff start? How does he find these people to do this lewd stuff with?
This is what I don't understand, is if you read the article, he says, oh, we've been friends for years, we've been friends for a while, but they've never met in person. This is his, like, internet, his texting friend. Where do you find those people?
Where do you, and what in the world?
He probably found them on Tinder or something, right?
Promote them to, I don't know, I'm befuddled by this stuff.
I think we all are.
Oh my God, how can you be so clueless? 10 minutes before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
All right, 53 after the hour, it's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Tech Talk time. By the way, speaking of technology, you'll notice that with our social media accounts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, has now changed because we have a focus on all of us, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. So it's Twitter at DJV, I believe. Is that not how
DJ,
it works?
At DJV Show.
DJV Show. I went through all this stuff yesterday morning with our web person. I forgot to do that stuff. So Facebook /DJV show as well.
Yes.
Yes. And Instagram /DJV show.
Correct.
Well, okay.
And at Twitter. Yeah. On, when you're on Twitter, it's at DJV show.
Show.
Going to school. Everything's
right.
A show.
It's a show. It's a show. It's a show.
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, let's find out what the latest is as Homeland Security investigates the Leslie Jones hack, and more importantly, to you probably, the Google Wallet battle against Venmo. Wow. This is so exciting. I woke up this morning thinking, what's the latest? And Victoria's going to tell us in a moment.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet, IMDM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Lose taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. For evident network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
56 after the hour now on Tech Talk Time, the Department of Homeland Security investigating the hack of Leslie Jones' website. What's the latest there? Anything new? They find out who is responsible for this outrage or not?
I don't know if they have actually found the person yet or people. I know that there's been some questions on the source of it and, someone trying to blame the Russians. But it's easy to blame the Russians for everything.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's fun to blame the Russians. Or the Chinese. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're not going to start blaming the Indians.
From India?
From India. Yeah, right. They'll be the ones, bad guys, pretty soon. Meanwhile, speaking of bad guys, this is a serious problem. Ladies and gentlemen, please give Victoria your attention, your full attention, as she describes the difference between wallet up, Google Wallet, and their battle against Venmo. This is very serious stuff and requires, there will be a test when we're done here, so it requires your full attention, please.
Well, this is very serious stuff if you use Venmo and Square Cash, because they've found there are a lot of vulnerabilities, and this directly is linked to
your cash. I use Rectangular Cash, and I don't use Square Cash.
Well, yeah, so I'm glad that works for you.
Yes. Okay,
well,
keep going.
Google Wallet, which I would definitely trust over Venmo and Square Cash personally, just because Google has so many
time
more.
I'm having even keeping a straight face listening to this stuff.
Why?
Well, just because it just seems so...
It's the next wave of online banking.
Yeah,
do you do online banking?
No.
Okay. So then this would be like three steps ahead of where you are.
Yes, yes. Like I said, Rectangular Cash is what I use. Go ahead.
Oh, I just got that. Okay. Like actual bills.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so Google is stepping up its battle against Venmo and Square Cash and other person-to-person payment applications. There's an update now to the Google Wallet mobile app. It allows for automatic transfers to and from your bank account. So instead of directly having to wait for money to get uploaded into your Google Wallet account, it's now instant. This is great for people who, I use this scenario because it happens so often. If you're out with a group of friends and you're out at dinner and one person throws a credit card down, you use Venmo or Square Cash or now Google Wallet, and you just shoot the money right over to your friend. And now, with Google Wallet's update, it will be available to your friend instantly so they don't have to wait, which was, sometimes 3-4 days. So now it's a lot faster.
Wow.
And a lot more secure. I would still stick with Google.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'm sticking with Rectangular Cash, frankly. But thanks for the advice anyway. It's 59 past.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.